Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be our guest on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Lexi from ADX Digital. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so talking today a little bit about social media.
Yeah, you know, social media is so big these days. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how it's changed and consumer usage, how it's evolved over the years. So, you know, let's think back to 2004, I think, was when Facebook was originally created. So that seems like such a long time ago. 20 years ago, I guess. And, you know, originally it was really a way to connect people. You know, you were friends with your friends and your family on Facebook. And now it's kind of evolved to a place where you can still connect with friends and family, but it's more than that. You know, you'll find DIY tips. You'll find recipes if you're going through Facebook. You know, sometimes you'll even see news on Facebook. Like a lot of news outlets now will report breaking news across social media just because so many people are on social media. So it is a really quick way to spread word really quickly among, you know, all of the users out there and the population. So, you know, it's really evolved. You know, we have Facebook, which was the first social media platform. You know, that was in 2004. Then the next year was when YouTube was created in 2005. Right after that, we had Twitter, which has now become X. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, 2010 was when we saw Instagram came around. And then we had Snapchat right after that, and then TikTok in 2016. So, you know, there's about six big, you know, pretty active social media platforms out there now. And on average, people are using all six of those platforms when you look at their social media usage in a month. So they're, you know, on TikTok at some point, Snapchat, Facebook, and that kind of varies also by age, which we'll get into a little bit. We'll look at the different generations and which generations are utilizing which platform.
So I'm that looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun one. But something interesting, actually, is Instagram just surpassed Facebook for the first time as the number one social media platform with the most usage, according to a recent survey. So that kind of paints a picture of where social media is going. You know, there's so many different platforms. Everybody uses different platforms for different reasons or, you know, gets different things from different platforms. But the kind of one common thread between all of them is it really is a great marketing vehicle for businesses to be able to reach their consumers since, you know, all generations, all different people are on social media platforms these days. So when we look at kind of the different generations and the different age groups, there are significant differences in usage. So, you know, Gen Z, those are going to be age range 18 to 24 year olds. They are most frequently utilizing Instagram, followed by TikTok, which is a close second. When you look at millennials, they're also most using Instagram, and that's 25 to 40 age range. But millennials' second most used platform is Facebook. And then when you look at Gen X and baby boomers, so that's kind of the 41 plus, you'll see Facebook is the most commonly used platform. So, you know, amongst the different generations, you know, the common thread is people are using multiple different platforms. But it does the most frequently used for each of these generations does vary slightly. Mm-hmm. So that's helpful from a marketing standpoint, you know, to know which generation is utilizing which platforms, because, you know, then you know where to put your ads and where to reach that audience. If your audience is Gen Z, then Instagram or TikTok is going to be a really great place to serve ads. If, you know, your audience is a little bit older, you're going to look at Instagram and Facebook. So, which are all products that we offer here at ADX Digital. So that's just kind of a little helpful tidbit of information. And then, you know, there's also different types of content that you see on these social media platforms, especially when it comes to ad types. So, you know, you'll see ads on Facebook and Instagram. There's a variety of different ads, and they kind of have different reactions from consumers. So we found that ads that are, they're called edutainment. So it essentially educates consumers. It's a type of ad where it educates the consumer of a product or service in a fun way. So people find these ads entertaining. You know, one ad or one type of advertiser that I think of when I think of like this type of ad is like an insurance or a credit card. You know, some of those offerings can get a little bit confusing. And so a lot of times, you know, when I see like a credit card ad, it's really detailing what you'll save if you switch, or an insurance company as well. It's really detailing, you know, what you'll save if you switch to their company or their credit card. You know, with a credit card specifically, it details very, it outlines all of the benefits that you'll get with that specific credit card. So just kind of educating you on what the benefits are of that credit card and what you'll save. So those are just kind of some advertisers I think of ads that I see when it comes to that kind of ad where it's educating the consumer, but in a fun way. I don't know if you've seen the one with, what is the girl from White Lotus? Jennifer Coolidge. She's in a credit card ad now. And so that's the one I'm thinking of, but it cracks me up. It's her at a coffee shop and she's talking about all the, you know, savings that she'll get on the credit card. And so I just think that that's funny. And so that was kind of an example of what I thought of when I see these types of ads. But it does show us that these types of educational ads do resonate really well with consumers. So it's great for businesses to really utilize these types of ads to highlight their product or service. And I will also caveat that with this type of ad, it is important to have video. That just kind of really helps to provide that education forum. You know, sometimes you can get some education across with like a static display ad. It kind of depends. Maybe if it's a carousel and you have more frames to it, you can include more information. But again, you know, the display ads, I know we've talked about this before, you don't want to cover it with words and have too much content on the ad. So with the video, it is a really, that's a good format to be able to educate consumers on that product or that service.
And it seems like when I scroll through Facebook, a lot of those ads now are video based.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, video, you know, there's different lengths too. So Facebook can, you know, typically you'll want to do 15 or 30 seconds. I would say the shorter, the better. I think, you know, people are scrolling pretty quickly on those, on all the social media platforms, TikTok more than Facebook and Instagram. Like you could probably get away with a 30-second video on Facebook or Instagram. TikTok, I would say try and keep it, you know, as short as possible because the formats are pretty short on TikTok. Another type of ad is the product placement ads. So, you know, this used to be, you know, when you're watching like a TV show and there's like maybe a Coke bottle or something in the frame. So that's kind of like how product placement started. And, you know, you still see it like that now. But now it's really kind of evolved into like influencer marketing where you've got influencers on social media or even, you know, maybe they're influencers. They have a very popular podcast and they're promoting products on their podcast platform. So there's a lot of different ways that influencers kind of promote different products, but influencer marketing has kind of become that new product placement type of ad where people, you know, find these influencers that they really like relate to and like to follow on social media. Maybe they're, you know, for example, for me, I like to follow a lot of like influencers that are kind of like the foodies based, just to figure out, you know, when new restaurants are opening in the area or things like that. I also like to follow, you know, health and wellness type of influencers a lot. I'm always looking for, you know, new makeup products or new moisturizers, things like that. So for me, you know, I definitely understand, you know, how that has evolved, because it's like if you listen to a podcast of this person, or you know, if you follow this person on Instagram and they're showing you before and after of this one moisturizer that they're using, you know, there's a lot of credibility there if you're seeing the before and after pictures and you hear somebody speaking about the product. And again, it's kind of that educational aspect. They're teaching you about the product. And so, you know, it really does. That's another type of ad that does resonate well with the consumers. I mean, it's also somewhere you do have to be careful, though, because you have to, it has to be a good alignment. You know, like You just want to make sure that the influencer you're aligning with aligns with your brand and vice versa, mm-hmm. or maybe, or the audience may not fully accept or like, you know, the product or the alignment there. So that's just kind of a kind of somewhere you have to be a little bit careful.
And the pages that people follow also contribute to that algorithm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're into country music, you're going to get a lot of stuff on country music.
Yeah, exactly. So your activities online and offline help to relate back to those behavioral categories, which is how we target all of our campaigns. So especially for like Facebook and Instagram, you know, if somebody has researched or gone to a country music concert recently or something like that, they'll fall into these specific categories, and then we'll be able to target them on Facebook or Instagram when they're on the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
With TikTok, it gets a little bit more specific. You get to hashtag target, which is targeting based on. So a lot of when you're on TikTok, people will, you know, post a video and they'll hashtag some elements of the video below it, you know. So if it's like, for example, them talking about a product, they'll hashtag the product name, healthcare, beauty, you know, just like a bunch of hashtags that are relevant to whatever is in the post. So we're able to target by that to really align with the audience, to target with those hashtags. So we know that we're reaching consumers who are interested in health and beauty, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will, or a lot of influencers now are kind of doing that product placement, and they're doing it through like a story format on Facebook or Instagram, or like I said, on a podcast. And so with that, it really does, it kind of lead, or a lot of people believe that it leads to a lot of like credibility because they kind of have formed this relationship with the influencer in so many words.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, so social media has really evolved. I mean, when we think back to the start of Facebook, it was really just static desktop ads. So you could really only put a banner on Facebook when you're on your desktop. It evolved to mobile. Now, like we were talking about, it has evolved to video as well. But the length is important. You know, you can run, you know, up to a 60-second Instagram story, but how many people are going to watch all the way through to the very end? You know, so you do want to be careful with videos or with story ads, which we can, you know, with the story ads, you want to make sure that you're running, I would say, I would recommend 15 or 30 seconds, again, shorter for TikTok, but Instagram and Facebook, you could do the 15-second or a 30-second ad, because the format is very fast-paced, and so a lot of times people, if it's too long of a video, they're just going to keep scrolling, they're not going to see the end of the video, and then they might miss out on something important in the content of the video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, like, the call to action, which is normally like the website name and the brand name and where do you go to buy the product, that is all typically included towards the end of the video. So, you know, if the video is too long and they're going to scroll and miss that, then you're missing out on a consumer.
Unless you front load it.
Yeah.
Put all the
mm-hmm.
brand
yeah,
information
so,
up front.
Exactly. And you know, you want to mention the brand as much as possible. So, you know, it's not just a one-time mention. You definitely want to mention multiple times in the ad. So there's also some new kind of targeting capabilities that we can do outside of just demographic and behavioral. Like I was talking about with TikTok specifically, we can do that hashtag targeting. So that helps us to reach a more relevant audience, and it's based on the content that they're engaging with on TikTok. So, you know, with this, we can choose specific hashtags that are aligning with the interests or the behaviors of that target audience. We can identify, you know, on the TikTok platform what hashtags are really trending or relevant within that industry or that product. And then we could utilize those for the campaign to make sure that we're reaching, you know, that audience, and we're reaching the audience who is likely in market for your product or your service.
Mm-hmm.
So with TikTok, you know, we've got the hashtag targeting, and we also have the behavioral or the category targeting, which is going to be based on, you know, the user's interests and their interactions and where they've gone, their online and offline behaviors. So we have that type of behavioral category targeting with all of our campaigns. And then we're also able to retarget for TikTok. So that would be, you know, if somebody lands on the advertiser's website, we can then retarget them and serve them an ad when they're on the TikTok platform to try and get them back to the website. Usually with retargeting, we see a lot. That's where we get a lot of the frequency of the campaign. And when we look in reporting at conversions, which are the actions that people are taking on the website, the advertiser's website, we see a lot of those conversions being driven by retargeting, because usually that's when somebody has seen the ad a couple times, and it does take a couple times for somebody to see the ad for them to convert. So with retargeting, you get that frequency. Somebody's seen the ad maybe 2-3 times, and then they're ready to go to the website and convert or take an action, whether it's visiting the services page or, you know, maybe after they've seen the ad 3 or 4 times, they actually go on site to the business location, which is another conversion that we can track. So there's a lot of different ways that we can track that. And then with TikTok, there's a couple different types of creative we can utilize for that. So we can do video creative, which can be anywhere from 5 seconds to a minute, I believe. But again, I would say keep it on the shorter side on the TikTok platform. It's a very short form. Everybody is scrolling pretty quickly. So I would recommend no longer than 15 seconds of a video. We can also do a carousel ad with TikTok, which allows you to post multiple still images. And the consumer can then scroll through and see multiple different images. And so for that, it's a good showcase of if you're selling, you know, multiple products, or if you have different specials or sales going on, you can have a different image for each one of those. So the consumer can then scroll through and see a variety of your products or, you know, all the different sales that you're offering at the time. So TikTok, like we mentioned, is definitely for the younger audience. So if your audience is primarily Gen Z, TikTok is a great option for you. And with our TikTok product, you actually don't have to have a business TikTok to be able to serve ads on the TikTok platform, which is great, which is it's a little bit different than Facebook or Instagram. Because with Facebook and Instagram, you do have to have that business profile to be able to serve the ads on those platforms. So with Facebook and Instagram, that's another offering, a product offering that we have at ADX Digital. There's a variety of platforms that we can serve across when it comes to Facebook and Instagram. So we call it our Facebook premium offering. If that's what you know, opt in to do, there's a variety of different areas outside of just the newsfeed that we would serve ads. So, you know, we'll serve them in the Facebook newsfeed. That's kind of the first place, you know, when you're scrolling through your newsfeed and you see a variety of different ads. Another place, though, is the marketplace. So when you're on Facebook and you're searching in marketplace for, you know, different products, that's another place that we can actually serve ads. We can also serve ads with Facebook and Instagram in the Facebook Audience Network, which are apps that are partnered with Facebook. So that extends beyond just the Facebook platform and actually serves ads into other apps that Facebook has partnered with. Another place that ads will serve with our Facebook premium offering is going to be Messenger. So when people have the Messenger app on Facebook and they're messaging with friends, ads actually can serve in that message format. Another place is Stories. So with Facebook, the Stories ads are typically when you're on your newsfeed page, if you look at the top, and when people are clicking through to Stories, sometimes between Stories, there'll be an ad that will show. And so we do have the capability to serve in the Stories format as well on Facebook, as well as in Facebook search. So if you are on Facebook and you're just searching for something on Facebook and, you know, whatever you're searching for is relevant to the targeting parameters of the campaign, then the ad would also pop up. And then since, you know, Facebook or Meta owns Instagram as well, ads would also serve in the Instagram newsfeed on desktop and mobile. So there's a variety of different places with our Facebook premium offering where ads would serve. And when you're serving across all of these different areas, we have seen that conversion rates are 8 times higher than the audiences that are only exposed on the Facebook newsfeed. So there's plenty of different opportunities with our Facebook and Instagram product. And, you know, with our targeting capabilities here, again, it's the behavioral targeting where we're going to layer on people's, what people have searched in the past, where they've gone in the past, and kind of that is how we identify the audience and who's interested in that product or service. And we also layer on the geography as well, which will start with a zip code or a radius or a city. And so we can make sure we're reaching that right consumer.
So is targeting based on behaviors, or can people look at it from like, I'm trying to reach 18 to 49, and so then that puts them on a bunch of different platforms?
Yeah, so we can do a demographic too, but we can expand beyond that. So that's one option. If we wanted to target just like a demo, we can definitely do that. If there's a client that knows, hey, my demographic is this age and I want to reach, you know, anybody that I can that's in that age range, I would say that would probably be best for a more niche client. Just because sometimes if you only layer on a demographic, the inventory is going to be very wide, and we do want to kind of narrow it as much as possible to make sure that we have the frequency in the campaign. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we build out a campaign, we kind of forecast it to make sure that we're reaching about 40 to 70% of the available market based on the targeting parameters. And the reason we want it between that percentage is to make sure that we have enough frequency in the campaign that people will see the ad multiple times, because again, that frequency is what really leads to more of those conversions. So when we layer on a demographic, we do just want to make sure, unless it's a pretty narrow demographic, like let's say 18 to 25, like that's pretty narrow. That's only about 7 years of a difference. And it also kind of depends on what the geography is. So it all depends, I would say. But if there really isn't any very specific, if it's a product that can really appeal to anybody within that age range, then that is something that we could do. We can layer on the demographic, but we would want to forecast it, make sure we have enough frequency in the campaign. If it's a larger audience, then we would probably need to narrow it down a little bit more.
And how do they get a hold of you?
850-262-6000.